This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S.-backed Syrian forces have transferred a group of Islamic State fighters to authorities in Iraq. The transfer came as the forces await the start of an operation to clear the last area in Syria still under the militant group's control. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A security official says the U.S.-backed Syrian forces fighting IS in Syria have handed over more than 150 Iraqi members of the group to Iraq. The official says the militants were moved to the Iraq side overnight and that they're now in a safe place and being investigated. The handover comes as the U.S.-backed Syrian forces are involved in a standoff over the final IS-held sliver of land in southeastern Syria, close to the Iraqi border, amid the extremists' imminent territorial defeat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis opened a landmark summit addressing the decades-long scandal involving sexual abuse of children by the clergy with a call to action. He said the faithful expect concrete and efficient measures to deal with clergy who have committed sexual abuse. Mark Rossi, who is a victim of clergy sexual abuse, is calling for decisive action.
As Pope Francis opens the historic World Summit of Bishops, we are here to appeal to His Holiness to take concrete action, to demonstrate the Church's commitment to ending the culture of abuse and its systematic cover-up.
At the summit, Manila Cardinal Luis Tagle said the Church accepts responsibility.
We humbly and sorrowfully admit that wounds have been inflicted by us, bishops, on the victims, and in fact, the entire body of Christ.
The Vatican Conference convened just days after Pope Francis defrocked disgraced former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. From Washington, this is VOA News. Prosecutors say the arrest of a Coast Guard officer